So you were both viewing each other and using each other as your excuse to not be in alignment with source energy. So was there anything in that experience that you look back on now that you would like to bring to your now?
I really like being the way I was in contrast to the way he was.
We agree, but what we want to point out to you, you see, we think you've made peace with the clarity of your being. But when you remember him, you immediately push against that because you never cleaned it up. And what you're feeling is not his disdain for you, it's your disdain for him.
Okay.
That's big, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really, really big. In other words, you've come into alignment with who you are. But something in there keeps reminding you of... Now, do you think that if he were tuned in, tapped in, turned on, that he would have made fun of you?
Oh, no way.
So he wasn't tuned in, tapped in. Do you think if he were secure and whole and good feeling that he would have been making fun of you?
No chance.
Do you think that you might have been displaying some qualities that are a vibrational match to who he really is, but he was so far from who he really is that your displaying of those qualities just reminded him of how badly he was doing, and so the only way he could make himself feel better was to somehow try to bring you to a place of not feeling good? Mm-hmm. And so, as the uplifter, wouldn't you like to send another message to him now?
Absolutely.
What would you like to say to him now?
Absolutely. I would like to say, Barry, you're wonderful. You're delightful.
I'm sorry you didn't know it then.
Yeah.
And I'm sorry I didn't see it then.
Yeah.
But I know it now.
I do.
There. That's done. Well, so... one out of 1,000, but in other words, a lot of clearing happens in that. Now you heard the words, and we know it made sense to you, because every part of it was logical. It wasn't just empty, hollow words. It all made perfect sense to you. And we applied them in the arena of a very sincere asking. And so we felt that settle right into you. And so it is unlikely that that will ever come up again with that intensity or even in that way. So what else? Give us another example of something that comes up.
Okay. Just about anything that I ever did that was embarrassing can come up. And you're right, they're probably all related. They're probably
all right, so
all
now,
one thing.
Now let's talk about what embarrassment is. Embarrassment is... you seeing yourself through someone else's eyes. So embarrassment is using someone else as the decipher or translator of who you are. When you see yourself through the eyes of Source, there are no embarrassing moments, maybe humorous moments, maybe, I could have done it differently moments, but never embarrassing moments in the sense that I am flawed in some central way and I should just crawl into a hole and die. Those feelings only come across when you care about someone else's opinion of you, and their opinion of you is not a good opinion. Did you notice that if there is someone particularly negatively focused on you, that you had many more of those embarrassing moments when they were present?
You bet. Yeah.
So it was like something in their vibration was just tuned to the worst of you. They just seemed to bring the worst of you out of you because they were fixated there. So does that feel like your failing or theirs? They can't create in your reality, but you can give them the license to extract from you. In other words, when you get on that wavelength... there's not just one of them. There can be a whole room full of them. Self-consciousness always comes about when you are seeing yourself through the lens of another who is not connected to Source. Adoring yourself always comes about when you are seeing yourself through the lens of someone else who is connected to Source. If somebody is tuned in, tapped in, turned on, and they're holding you as their object of attention, you feel like you're in love with them because they're oozing Source energy all over you. But the opposite of that is sort of what you're describing. So now, hearing that, now give us a real life scenario. Let's talk through it from this new point of view.
Okay. Talking about one of my memories that I might get pushed back in that space. All right.